From Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host, Craig Henson.
This is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio, airing every Saturday right here on Talk 94.5 FM. And I am your host, Craig Henson, a.k.a. Craig the Floor Guy, from American Dream Flooring and Tile, the area's most trusted flooring professionals. Thank you for being here with us again this beautiful Saturday. This is pre-recorded, but it's probably raining right now if you're listening to this show, which is good because it's washing the pollen away. Thanks for listening in. We got another great show for you today. Back in studio, we have the team from Trusted Home Services here. We've got owner Jeff House. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thanks for having me again, Craig. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great show. They do a lot, and we're going to talk a lot about that. And they got some specials that he's going to talk about later in the show, so don't miss out on that. We also have Stephen Chenault. He is the electrical service manager.
Thanks for having us, Craig.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us again today. And we have Chris Justice. Chris is the HVAC service manager. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you for having us, Craig.
All right. So we've had the folks from Trusted here many, many times, several other shows, and we're hoping to have them back many other times because there's a reason they're called Trusted Home Services, and we want all you guys listening out there to understand what that means. So we're gonna reintroduce Trusted Home Services to you guys out there listening. Jeff, tell everybody again about a little bit about yourself and your experience, and because that's very important because you have a lot of really good experience, and introduce them to Trusted Home Services.
You know me, I'm originally from North Carolina, moved here about almost 10 years ago, a couple months from being 10 years anyway. And when I first started, I've been in the electrical and heating and air business for almost 25 years now. And when I moved here, I just thought I could set up a better company. And to me, family's important. And that's the most important thing to me and our employees here. I try to make Trusted feel like a family establishment. So what we try to focus on is the services and heating and air, plumbing and electrical to give people that family feeling and treat people like family. Like I said, that's the most important thing to me is that family atmosphere and family feel. And that's what you kind of get with Trusted.
Yeah, one of my expressions, I say you can throw a dart in this town and hit. You can throw a dart in this town and hit an HVAC company.
100%.
There's one on every corner. So why Trusted Home Services?
But it's just that, you know, that service that you get from start to finish. So, you know, the customer service that we bring when you call our office or go online and schedule an appointment, on down to our technician that goes out in the field and until, you know, he leaves your home. Yeah. You just have that comfort, peace of mind. We try to do a good job of explaining what we're doing and what we did do. We love pictures. So if we get up into a space where you can't usually see, we like to take pictures of those things and say, look, I just wanted to show you this. Even if it doesn't have anything to do with electrical, heating, and air or plumbing, we might see something that could be damaged. You might have a roof leak you didn't know about. So we just try to take it that little extra mile to make sure our customers are taken care of, just like we would our very own family.
Well, I've personally referred Trusted Home Services to a lot of my customers, and just people I've met in the area that needed, you know, help with their home, whether it was HVAC or plumbing, also for water filtration actually as well. And you guys do a lot of different things that we need to make sure we explain. But I can personally vouch for you guys, and I want to talk more about your professionality and your communication and the difference in what I've experienced working with your team, Jeff, and some of the other companies in this town that I've tried to work with, but for some reason it was just too difficult to give them my money.
Yeah.
Stephen, reintroduce yourself to the listener. Stephen Chenault is the electrical service manager. Say hi to everybody and introduce yourself and tell them a little bit about your role at Trusted.
So I've been with Jeff a little over 2 years. Started out in the field as a field supervisor, and he moved me into the office last year as service manager. I've been in the field for about 45 years, sorry. And what I do is filter calls that come in, try to find out what the customers need done. I go to the techs, get everything scheduled, get the materials pulled,
Absolutely. Helped me out recently with a kitchen bathroom renovation. Customer wanted a heated floor. And you guys came out, easily assessed what was needed, and came right out the following week, as expected, as scheduled, and did the services. The homeowners were very impressed and gave you guys good reviews. Said you knew, the exact words was, "Man, those guys really knew what they were doing." That was their exact words. So
that's good to hear.
We appreciate y'all's help with all of that. So Chris Justice is here also. He's the HVAC service manager. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris, and what's a day like for Chris at Trusted Home Services?
that's a good one. Now I'm going on 22 years now in the industry. Started out as electrical first and ended up moving to the HVAC side. Our day, I think, is like any other normal day for everybody. You're going out there trying to give the best customer service that you can give, trying to help these customers get over what may be their problems. So, and just give that good customer service for everybody.
Yeah, you guys use a special software as well that I'm impressed with for the communication and the scheduling, that it sends automatic notifications, lets you know when the technician is, you know, they're en route and when the work has been completed. And so there's none of that, you know, when's he coming, when's he going to be here? You know, it's all the information is very transparent and genuine and given right up front to the customer. And you don't get that from all companies.
Right, and that's what's important to us, you know, finding that right software to use for that service side. You know, the software we use, it sends you a picture of the technician so you know what they look like when they're coming out. And like you said, Craig, it lets you know when that guy's on the way. Mm-hmm. We also go a step further and have our techs call and say, "I'm on the way," just to make sure that, you know, you're going to be at home, or if you have a dog you need to put up or something like that. We kind of, you know, try to communicate before we even get there to make sure. To me, the biggest thing is that communication part of it. You know, yeah. I don't think we, as a society, communicate enough anymore. Everything's done via text usually, so we try to step that up a little bit above and beyond and communicate more and better, and then try to close that out at the end of the job.
And a lot of people in this market, they want to talk to somebody as well, and you guys have a friendly voice in the office as well.
We do. We have a couple of friendly voices, so we're always somebody there to back it up. But and it's all about training, too, and education. I mean, we try to do a good job of training and educating all our employees at every aspect of what we do.
Cool. Well, we're going to talk more, and if you're listening, you're going to want to reach out to Trusted Home Services. Jeff, let's let everybody right now grab your pens and write this down. What's the best way to contact Trusted Home Services?
Two ways. Our phone number is 843-365-1783, or you can go to our website at www.trustedhomesc.com.
Cool. So what do you guys, who works harder here, Steven or Chris? Who's got the tougher job?
It depends on the week. They probably both say y'all both work equally as hard, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to go with Steven.
That's a good, honest answer, right?
Good professional answer. What are you guys fielding more of these days? More on the HVAC side, or are you fielding more questions and more service requests on the electrical side?
I say right now, guys, especially, I mean, weather's kind of mild, so we don't get that many heating and air calls at this time of year, which is a good time for maintenance for your heating and air system, which we'll get into later. As far as the electrical side, right now, it's a lot of, you know, just people wanting to add something to their home.
Yeah, we're in the thick of pollen season right now.
Yeah, we
need pollen to do any kind of damage? Does that cause you guys any stress in your business?
Not particularly. You know,
a lot of power washing going on right now.
The biggest thing for pollen is people with allergies. So the good thing about us being in the heat and air business, we offer a lot of solutions for that inside the home. I mean, it don't take long when you open that door for that pollen just to sweep in there and get in your house. So we got a lot of options there to help that customer out.
Yeah, so if you're listening, what Jeff is referring to is not only do they offer electrical and HVAC services, They also offer whole home water filtration and air filtration services as well. And we'll get into that a little more when we take a short break here in a moment. And also another thing that I want everybody to really, really consider, and if you don't have this happening in your home, you need to call Trusted Home Services at 843-365-1783 and arrange to get a home maintenance plan put in place.
Yes, I highly recommend it.
It's a simple way to save a lot of money. And we come back, we're going to talk more about that. Stay right here with us on Home Pros Radio.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, country roads.
We are back. This is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host, Craig the Floor Guy, and we have some great experienced professional pros from Trusted Home Services here with us today. If you like what you're hearing and you have some questions, reach out to us on the Pro Line, 888-385-PROS. That's 888-385-7767. You can also like us and follow us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook to Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio. You can hear... you can stream past episodes in a podcast version. You can also go to the Talk 94.5 website and click on shows and scroll down and find the Home Pros link and listen to shows, previous shows there as well. But before we went to break, we were just getting into the good stuff. I called a company a few days ago for a service that I needed. I needed a couple of things done. This person, I'm not going to name any names, but the person was referred to me from someone within the industry. Oh, yeah, this guy right here, he'll take care of you, give him a call. I called, left a voicemail, waited a day or two, shot him an email, waited a day or two, gave him a follow-up call, waited another day. We're going on day 5, no response. Highly recommended from someone that I, you know, someone that I have a respect for, didn't get a response, and I'm the type of guy, strike 3, you're out.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I called someone else. By the end of the day, I had the information and the quotes that I needed on the things that I was requesting, you know, or considering to be done. Well, he called me yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, sorry, been busy, and I was going through my 264 unanswered emails and... you know, and my 34, missed calls. And sorry, I missed your call. What can I do for you? I said, man, I appreciate you calling me back, but I already got it taken care of. If you're listening out there, you've probably experienced that before here in the Grand Strand. There's a lot of companies here that are actually known for that level of service, but you're not going to get that from Trusted Home Services. Isn't that right, Jeff?
That is 100% correct, Craig. I stress to all my guys the sense of urgency.
Yeah.
You know, that's something in every call and every person is just as important as the next, and getting that customer taken care of, because like you, I want to be treated a certain way. You know, I want a response. I want somebody to get back to me. I want somebody to communicate, let me know what's going on.
Yeah.
So all of our guys do a real good job of returning those phone calls, even if we don't have an answer, we're at least calling them and saying, look, this is what I'm waiting for, or this is what's going on. There's some communication there.
Yeah, the key point that I want the listeners to get from this conversation is the difference in working with a professional company that has a team of professionals, a customer service team, a quality assurance team. You've got service managers appointed in every category of the services that you offer. You have a customer management software in place that documents and manages every step of the relationship between Trusted Home Services and the customer. So there's no he said, she said. There's no, you know, asking questions when, who, what. It's, you know, you guys have that. If you're calling Chuck, we talk about Chuck in a truck a lot on this show. If you're calling Chuck, Chuck doesn't have none of this.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, and a lot of times you don't save money with Chuck. In fact, it could cost you more money.
I'm going back and fixing what Chuck did to start with. So, yeah. And all of that, Craig, and we still try our best to do it at a very affordable pricing.
So,
you know, what's important to me is quality first,
right,
and then affordability next.
So, yeah, and so the best way to save money, if you're listening, so HVAC replacement, it can be a big expense.
100%.
If you have an issue with some busted or leaking plumbing in your home, that can quickly elevate to a big problem, become a mold issue, become an insurance claim issue. And I work with people all the time that are in the middle of insurance claims, and it's extremely stressful. The best way to keep yourself out of that issue is to have your house regularly inspected and have those little things maintained and addressed before they become big problems. And that's one of the things that you guys are best at. And it's the most affordable way to keep your home grand, as we say on the show. Talk to the listeners about the packages that you offer for coming out and inspection and some of the things you guys do.
So we, for each trade, plumbing, heating, air, and electrical, we have maintenance contracts. And I can tell all of the listeners that in all of my research, these maintenance plans pay for themselves in the energy savings that you get on your energy bill from just having them done.
Yeah.
And so if that's paying for itself and you're preventing those major disasters, then why wouldn't you do that? So we've got a kind of a pick and play method of maintenance plans. You can pick all three. You can pick just two. Or you can just have one. So you can do just a heating and air maintenance plan, or you can do a heating and air and a plumbing plan, or a heating and air and electrical, or whatever you feel like your needs are the most. So, and we can also offer monthly payments for that, so you don't have to incur all that cost at once.
So if we do, let's say, so Steve, an electrical service plan.
Yes, sir.
Roughly, what's that cost in the homeowner per month, and what are you guys doing when you come out?
So the yearly cost is $150 for just an electrical maintenance plan.
So it's only $150 for the whole year?
For the whole year.
Wow.
Now, if you bundle that with something, we give you a discount for bundling. So, and like I said, there's a couple of options of that. So when we did, you know, we put that electrical plan with a heating and air plan, we knock $50 off of that right off the bat, and we'll split that up into 12 monthly payments for you.
Okay.
As far as what we do in electrical maintenance, Stephen, I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll come out and just check out your whole electrical system. We'll take outlets apart, all your outlets apart, your switches apart. We'll look in to make sure everything's tight, try to head off problems before they occur. We'll pull your panel cover off. We'll inspect your panel. We'll use infrared camera to make sure that there's no hot spots anywhere. So it's just heading off a major problem before it really happens.
Okay. So if a light's flickering in the house or something like that, you guys are going to be able to see that and address that?
Yes, sir.
And is it also true, my understanding is that if you have a maintenance plan in place, you're a priority customer, and you also get discounts on other services if you need. Like if you guys come out and inspect, like let's say there is an issue with the panel, there's a faulty breaker that keeps tripping or something like that. What's the difference in the price for you guys to fix that under a service plan versus if they just call you on a Saturday and they need you to come out for a weekend service call to fix the faulty breaker?
So we'll give you a 10% discount being a service plan holder.
And there's automatically no overtime rates for any of our service plan contracts. So if you do have something on the weekend and goes out, you're not paying overtime prime rates. You're getting the regular rate plus your 10% discount.
There you go. And then you guys offer also on the HVAC side, that's probably more problematic. I know I have a lot of problems with my HVAC and end up having just get a new unit put in, but I don't think I got any service discounts.
Really?
On that. But I didn't know Jeff and his team at Trusted Home
That's
Services
right.
back then. I wish I had. But so tell us about the HVAC services, Chris. What kind of issues are you guys seeing out there mostly? What's the most fielded calls you typically get?
Two problem calls that we see across the board is going to be drain lines and capacitors. Your number one nuisance call is going to be a clogged drain line every single time. We're starting to get in that time of year where drain lines need to be cleared so that you can hopefully go through a summertime without having any type of clogged drain lines. And that's something that we address when we come out there to do the maintenance itself. So I will say, as far as our maintenance goes, I think we do more than what other guys do out there. We do go through the system electrically. We're also going to clean both indoor and outdoor coils. We'll make sure all the connections are tight, make sure all the capacitors are good, contactors are good, make sure your charge is how it should be. I would say on average, if you've got somebody coming to your home to do a maintenance, on average, an hour at minimum. If you've got somebody who's not there at least an hour, then they're doing what could be classified that we call in the industry a flashlight inspection. So that's something, if you decide, you know, not to use us at Trusted, to gauge yourself of that. But I can say that our guys here, a minimum should be there an hour doing their maintenance.
And you said that recently a customer had told you that another company was not offering to clean coils under the plan. It was an additional charge, but you guys actually include that in your service plan.
There are companies out there that don't include cleaning certain coils, and that's, we have to do that on every coil. I think the thing that people don't think about is these coils and these units are just like our lungs. Everything that's in the home, everything that's outside, they breathe it in. So even though we can't clean our lungs, we can clean those coils for you.
Cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you how fire ants cost me $3,000 on my HVAC. Stay with us right here on Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio. You are back, and this is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio every Saturday right here on Talk 94.5 FM. I'm your host, Craig, the floor guy, and today we have the HVAC service manager and electrical service manager from Trusted Home Services, as well as Jeff House, the owner. Give them a call. They'll come out and assess your home's needs. They do a lot. They do HVAC. They service HVAC, they service plumbing, they do whole home water filtration, which if you listen to any of our shows, you'll hear me talk about how toxic the water is down here. You definitely need to call them for that as well if you can. They also do air filtration in your home. If you've got musky smells, if you have allergy issues, if you're concerned about bacteria and sickness and viruses, they can assess all of that and treat it and make your home a really clean, healthy home. But before we went to the break, we were talking about it's critter season, and they can do damage. So I was in my house one day, and lights are flickering, and HVAC was cutting in and out and not working, and then it just quit. By the next morning, it wasn't working at all. And come to find out, we had a major fire ant problem. It wasn't my current home, but it was one of my previous houses. And it ended up costing me thousands of dollars, not only in treating the ants and getting rid of them, but apparently they are attracted to electrical components.
They are. And they are terrible about, and I've seen it in both aspects, both in the heat and the air and the electrical aspect of ants getting in those contactors and just clogging them up to the point where when the contactor pulls in to send voltage, it can't make contact because it's full of dead ants.
Yeah.
That got stuck behind that contactor. So we see that in lighting contactors and the heating and air contactors in the outdoor units a lot.
Yeah, so if you've got a maintenance plan and you have Trusted Home Services coming out on a regular basis to inspect, they're going to see this and they're going to alert you to it, you know, clean it out, keep you from having to buy a new component and have it installed, and probably recommend that you call somebody to come out and take care of that insect issue.
That's definitely correct, Craig. And one good thing about you know, that service end for us too is we can, no job is too small or large that we cannot finance it for you. That's a big one for us in financing. So we can finance a $100 service call if you need that done, all the way up to, a couple $1,000 replacement system. So we offer everything from 0% financing and just depending on your situation. So we can usually get most of our customers financed, and that's for any service.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the water filtration. I know that's not your, I've got the HVAC and the electrical service managers here today, but I think it's important because the water is in this area is highly, highly chlorinated, and it causes a lot of damage to plumbing components. It causes damage to your appliances. It's toxic to your skin, to your hair. You shouldn't drink it. And you guys offer whole home water filtration.
We do. The system we put in is called a Halo system. We've been doing a lot of them recently.
Yeah.
So it's been a big push in this area, and every customer that we put one in for, we talk to them a month later and they just love it. Everything in their whole dynamic has changed. Their hair feels different. Their skin feels
absolutely
different. So I truly believe in them. Got one put in my house.
Yeah.
My salesman just got one to put in his house.
So yeah. If you're listening and you don't have home water filtration in your home, do some research. There's some EPA water pollution reports that you can look up online and read. But the county supplied water here is more chlorinated than a swimming pool. And it's not good. It's not good to drink. I mean, the chemicals in the water can cause inflammation in your body. It can cause you to feel like you're, sick, achy. You can have issues with cooking your food, all that kind of stuff. So do some research, but you'll find that it's not an expensive thing. It's very, very, it's worth spending the money. I would just say look into it. And then also on the air filtration side as well, I talked before about having a UV filter light put in my home. And you guys also have a device that actually has a peroxide.
That's correct.
It's like a peroxide cartridge in there. Or how's that work?
You want to talk about the Halo, Chris?
Yeah, talk about this. So the Remy Halo, is that what it's called?
The Remy Halo. I actually run one in my home. I kind of wanted to see how it worked first before even considering offering it to somebody. And I think it does great. But it does have a UV light on it. That UV light's kind of the instant kill for it. The other part is it does have kind of like an ionizer that produces hydrogen peroxide in a gas form.
Okay.
And that's where it's supposed to help take care of any molds, mildews, fungi, bacteria, dust, pollens, allergens. I think it's a great product. It's got a great warranty on it, too, as far as the components to it. I've been very happy, like I said, with the one at my house. The customers we put them in for have seemed to have gotten good reviews back for them, too, as far as the way the product works for them.
And yes, the great thing about the product, Craig, is that it kills germs and viruses on surfaces, so it's not just the air. So not only is it cleaning the air, it also kills them viruses on surfaces, as well as, the ionizer also puts a charge in the air to make all the particles in the air possibly charged, so they'll connect yourself together to make it a bigger clump of particle, so the filter is easier to catch those bigger clumps of particles. So you'll see after the first 30 days, your house will start getting really dusty because those big clumps will start falling. And after that 30 days, it'll be actually less dust in your house with that really Halo in. We put a couple in our office when we first started using them, and it was amazing to see how sick, if one person in the office got sick, everybody in the whole office got sick.
Mm-hmm.
We put those in there. One person got sick, and that was it. It never spread. So I truly believe in them, and it's a great product.
Yeah, and another thing, too. So if you're listening, and listeners, they may not be familiar with what ionization is, and you just roughly explain what it is. It's a electrifying the air, basically. So when you walk outside after a rain, like a thunderstorm, mm-hmm. and have that fresh – that fresh, clean air smell, right. That's ionized air.
Yep, that's correct.
A thunderstorm ionizes the air and basically cleans and filters the air naturally. That's God's way of filtering and cleaning the air. And you can do that in your home and have that same fresh, clean-smelling air in your home. call Trusted Home Services, and they can make that happen for you. 843-365-1783. And they'll come out and give you a free estimate, right? You guys do free estimates?
We do free estimates on everything that we do.
Cool. Steven, what's something that it's important for the listeners to know about the electrical in their home? What kind of issues are you seeing most commonly?
A lot of arc fault problems.
Yeah. Arc fault?
Arc fault, yes.
What's an arc fault?
Arc fault is a new technology to come out, I'd say, about what, Stephen, 10 years ago?
Probably about 10 years ago.
And it's something that they changed in the code book. And what it does, you got arc fault devices that detects electrical arcs. So if you ever took a plug and yanked it out the wall and seen an arc from that,
yeah,
that's what these breakers detect. So if you have a loose connection inside that circuit or somewhere, you know, in that, even plugged into that circuit, it would detect that arc and trip the breaker. So the biggest problem is plugging something in that's faulty.
Gotcha.
So we get a lot of nuisance calls that they plugged in a lamp that's old and it creates that arc. Then we go out there and it's not really a problem with the electrical system as much as the breaker's doing its job and you got a faulty piece of equipment plugged into it. We get a lot of that with, you know, customers that move from an old home to a new home. It worked fine in the old home, but you didn't have the arc fault technology in the new home to catch that issue.
So the solution isn't to spend thousands of dollars having some electrical service done. They just need to go buy a new lamp?
Absolutely. Correct. You know, when this technology first came out, motors were bad because motors create an electrical arc, while motors were really bad, especially vacuum cleaner motors. So they improved the technology. It is better now. Another big thing for us, obviously, in our area is surge protection. I highly recommend surge protection.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, like you talked earlier, lightning storms here. Gets pretty bad here sometimes. So there's three levels. You can get it from your power company. We can put a surge protection device in your panel to protect everything inside your home, as well as the plug strips that I recommend to everybody that's got any kind of appliance, use those plug strips along with the surge protection at the panel itself.
Yeah, if you're listening, if your home is, what's a good date, like pre-2010?
Yeah.
2000?
Yeah, I would agree with
you
that.
You probably need to have them come out and inspect it. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We'll tell you how to arrange that. This is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio. Stay tuned right here on Talk 94.5 FM with your host, Craig DeFore Guy. You're listening to Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio. And today we have the team from Trusted Home Services in here. We're talking plumbing. We're talking electrical. We're talking HVAC. We're talking about air filtration and water filtration and just really having a grand home, because I think that's what we're about here on Home Pros Radio. And one of the best ways to do that is to have a service plan, so you don't have an unforeseen emergency of flooding or electrical outage or HVAC go out. You know, it's warming up. Have them come out and address everything and do an inspection. What's y'all's availability right now, Jeff?
Pretty good. Usually we can get to emergency calls same day.
Okay.
And we do offer 24/7. You know, emergency service, and that's in all three trades. So, you know, if you've got something after hours, we can have somebody out there that day. Now, one thing we try to do is have a conversation with that homeowner first. We're always trying to look after the customer. You know, if they have an emergency call that, say, outlets aren't working in the kitchen and you got people over there and you're trying to prepare dinner or something, it might be something as simple as pushing a button.
Yeah.
So if we can have that conversation and save you a service call of somebody coming out, then we'll have that conversation. You know, a lot of companies won't do that. They'll just say, okay, we'll send a guy out to go out there and push a button and charge you $150. That's something we are very wary of. You know, and Chris can speak for this. When we go on a heating and air call, you know, we're going to give that customer the options up front while we're there. So here's the problem with your system. We can either fix it or, you know, due to the age of this system, you might want to think about replacing it, and I can get you a price to do that too. But these are your options, and we try to do that up front. Wouldn't you agree, Chris?
Yeah, we try to go over everything with them and give them what's going to be their best option.
Okay, yeah. So if you're listening, you think you might have something going on, whether it's with the heating, the air conditioning, the electrical, the plumbing, give them a call at 843-365-1783 and have them come out and take a look. Maybe you just moved to the Grand Strand. I had a gentleman from CRM Inspections on the other day, and he was talking about the many, many things that they inspect and the difference between there's different types of inspections, and I wasn't aware of that. I thought it was just kind of a blanket inspection that's done when you're buying a home, and apparently there's not, because he held three different certifications,
right,
and was explaining to me how the basic real estate inspection is just that. It's kind of just a basic inspection. There's a lot of things that are not inspected that should be inspected.
Yep, that's right.
And they offered, you know, more intensive inspections if you wanted to pay for it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you're listening, you just bought a home, I would recommend having Trusted Home Services come out and take a look at everything. The connection, big issues I see a lot are connections to appliances.
Yes.
You know, I talk on the show about my relationship with water. It's a love-hate relationship that I have with water. You know, can't live with it, but it can really hurt you if you're not respectful of it. So have Trusted come out and inspect your shutoff valves under your sink. A lot of people don't realize the life of that stuff is not forever.
Yeah.
A light switch, the life of an outlet or a light switch is not forever.
That's correct.
The light fixtures that are installed in the house that was built in 2004, 2005, 2006, I guarantee you, if you have those same electrical fixtures in there, if you pull that fixture off of the wall, take the wire nuts off, and look at that connection,
yeah,
it's not going to be pretty.
Well, and most people, Craig, think about, you know, updating their home. You know, they change the paint colors or add tile to the bathroom or change their flooring out. They never think about the electrical devices or the heating and air system. I mean, these things need updated too. Just like you said, they don't last forever. You know, your water heaters. Obviously, having maintenance plans will help prolong the life of those items, 100%. But I advise anybody, it's like if you don't know much about cars and you want to buy a used car, you usually take it to a mechanic. Hey, look, can you check this car out for me? Tell me what you think. I'm thinking about buying it. Kind of same thing with a house. If you're buying a used or older home, you want to have a professional look at that. I would highly recommend a service professional in those trades more than I would a home inspector for those certain items. A home inspector is not going to really know what he's looking for because he's not trained to for a heating and air system. He knows certain aspects to look for, but he's not going to know it all like a professional, licensed professional like we are here. Same with the electrical system or plumbing system.
I know I've bought and sold a few houses in my life, and it's not very common when you're looking at buying a house, you walk over and look at the electrical panel or bend down and open a cabinet and look at the shutoff valves. And even if you did look at it, a lot of times you might not know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You know, I see a lot of I was talking with someone the other day about the CPVC plumbing that was, anybody that's in home improvement professionally that's licensed, it doesn't matter if you're a roofer or if you're a flooring guy like me. We all know the problems of CPVC plumbing, and if you've got it in your home, and we're the bathroom remodel that we're doing right now, we had you guys come in and cut all the CPVC out. CPVC is a tannish looking
brittle
piping. If you see it in your house, it's kind of a tannish color. It's not white. It's not copper. Everybody knows what copper looks like. but it's very brittle and it breaks over time. It erodes. A lot of plastic does. Whenever we were talking about just a second ago about the electrical switches and outlets in your house, those are plastic as well.
They are.
And they wear out over time, become brittle. There's a little lever in the where the switch, when you flip it up and down,
real thin piece of metal,
in there, and those things wear out a lot of times. So then what I've seen people do is they think if they press on it harder,
yep.
They're like, well, let me put a little more pressure on this little tiny plastic, you know, and then that breaks and
it crumbles in their hands. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you guys can come out and you'll address those things in an inspection. That's you said it's $150 for a year?
For a year plan, yes, sir.
I mean, that's a no-brainer, guys. Give them a call, 843-365-1783 at Trusted Home Services. They do it all. You also have a lighting showroom.
We do, lighting, appliances as well. Our showroom don't have our appliances in it, but we do have access to a couple of brands. GE, Samsung is our two main lines. And we have a decorative line for the higher-end homes.
And you guys do security and home automation as well.
We do. I mean, when we brought electrical, you know, we started electrically. We just brought everything in-house that encompassed electrical. So that meant security systems, surround sound, home automation, appliances, lighting. So we kind of brought all that in-house on security.
Wow. So you had mentioned that you guys have some spring specials to tell the listeners about.
We do. We're excited to announce our spring. This will be starting Monday the 18th all the way through May 31st. The biggest special we got that we'll be having is $500 off any HVAC replacement and $1,000 off anything that's 16 SEER or higher equipment. So that's pretty good savings there on the heating and air replacement side. On the plumbing side, we're offering $200 off any hot water recirculating pump. So a lot of our customers, you know, have their water heaters outside, they're tankless, but it takes it a while for that water to get to that sink. So we offer a Wi-Fi recirculating pump so you can kind of control it, turn it off and on. You're not paying that electric bill only when you need it. And then we're offering a $50 off any whole home surge protector for the house on the electrical side.
Wow, so some great specials. If you're listening, if you didn't have a chance to write all that down, just give them a call at 843-365-1783. Tell them that Craig the Floor Guys from Home Pros Radio said you get a discount.
And that is correct.
And they'll take care of you. That's all you got to do. Anything else you want to share with the listeners before we wrap up the show, Chris?
Kind of just to touch on what Jeff was saying about inspections, I recommend have an HVAC provider come out, such as ourselves, to inspect your heating system and your cooling system. We're going to be the more knowledgeable between us and the home inspector. So would say have that done.
It's like
first.
I always say, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Always hire licensed pros and always buy made in the USA whenever possible. That's been our show for you for today. Join us again next Saturday right here on Grand Strand Home Pros Radio.